Looking to hit a target inside forward 50. Kicks right towards the hot spot. And the siren will sound. And the Giants win it home in front of their fans. 14-13-97 to 10-7-67.
Well, they are Giants at the moment, aren't they? GWS, another win. And they're headed for the match of the round next week against Collingwood. And the Pies have to deal with Melbourne today. It's going to be a huge game next week. We're about to touch base with Phil Davis just for a very brief chat before Neil Danaher speaks to the crowd over at Fed Square. Phil, thanks for your time.
Hello, no problems.
It's going well. Yesterday was a challenge of a different sort, I guess, for your team, being the overwhelming favourites and coming up against a team that was undermanned but playing a very defensive style of game. And it took you a little while to get going.
Yeah, obviously it was a different challenge. Obviously with our past few years, we haven't had these games where we've got in favourites. So, it's another challenge for us. And, obviously Brisbane had a plan to sort of push numbers back and chip the ball around. So it just probably took us a bit longer than we would have liked to adjust to that. But I thought, in particular, our contested ball and stoppage work was very good.
Well, Phil, you're fourth on the ladder, 7 wins out of 10. I reckon this is the first time the expression keeping a lid on it has come into vogue at the Giants.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know, we have to keep a lid on. We know we're far from a finished product and we need to keep on working away. And we've had some good wins, but we've also had some really disappointing games. So, we're pretty clear with where we're at and how far we are from the really good teams of the competition.
When you look at it, though, the developmental curve is pretty much across the history of the club, how you not might have expected, but what they would have wanted. 1 win to 6 wins, you've already exceeded that this year. Do you reckon the biggest difference in practical terms during games is the younger guys particularly? They're just quarter to quarter. They're just far more consistent. You're not getting those dramatic highs and lows, apart from that game in Perth.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. I think we just have an ability to compete for longer, and that's really important. Our bad's not that bad, and our good's still pretty good, but we just don't have those big fluctuations, which really hindered us in the first few years. And also, it's about to be, not only is it a physical thing now that they're in the majority of our group, 22 now, it's also a mental thing. I think people underestimate how much concentration is required to play AFL footy in terms of not only just setups, but the ability to be focused and sharp when the ball's in your area. And I think our players are able to do that for much longer, and that's really helped us.
Phil, we've been hearing a lot about the young guys through the midfield, Treloar, Shiel, Smith, but yesterday, and I think probably since he's walked through the door, your co-captain Callum Ward, he was just unbelievable yesterday.
Yeah, Cam couldn't put it any better. I reckon he's one of the best midfielders in the comp. If you want to bloke that, he's going to you pick him first out of almost any player in the comp. I reckon if you want to run next to someone, he's not only is he obviously super talented, he's an elite kick, elite mark, and elite clearance player, but he's as tough as they come. Paul Burke from Brisbane felt that yesterday. I think what summarised his game yesterday was that mark where he just had eyes for the ball in the middle of the ground and conversion. He's just such a tough player, and he's a great leader for his footy club. And when you run out next to him, you just walk out a little bit taller. So he's been unbelievable, and he's a really big presence around this footy club.
It's remarkable, isn't it, given how good he's been so consistently since going up there, how little attention he receives. I guess more so down here, but were he playing the same sort of footy for a Hawthorn or a Collingwood, he'd be acknowledged as one of the superstars of the competition, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I would have thought so. He's one of the best mids I've played with. I've been fortunate to play with some pretty good quality ones. He's a very good player. I think being in Sydney, obviously you're out of the bubble as well, and on top of that, obviously we haven't won a lot of games and haven't got a lot of attention, but I think it sort of suits his style. If you know Cal, he's a very quiet, unassuming kind of a bloke and just enjoys playing footy, and just suits his style. But he's a super player, and I think he really I thought last year deserved to be in the conversation for All Australia, and he actually continued his form again this year, and he's just playing a really good brand of footy for us.
How excited are you, Phil, for next week? I mentioned it's probably the match of the round. You've had to go through these development years, and now you're going to be playing in big games and start to experience big crowds playing footy back in Melbourne, which I guess you would have experienced as a young Adelaide player coming through, but it's been a wait to get to that stage again.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have games that have a bit more weight behind them and a bit more interest. It's always good. You know, you play footy because it's an entertainment industry, and it's nice to be able to play in some good games. And it's probably one of the biggest games we've had as a footy club. We get to play against a side that, apart from having a huge amount of history and being one of the biggest clubs, they're playing a really, really good brand of footy this year. And, you know, they're playing really exciting, you know, and they're winning lots of games. So, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge for us, and hopefully, you know, we get to go to the MCG and there are lots of fans there. I presume they'll predominantly be black and white. I think there'll be a lot of orange there, but it'll be good just to have that opportunity to play in a big game for our young players, because everyone knows that the biggest games we get to play at the MCG. So, you know, our group loves playing in Melbourne, and they thrive on the challenge, and, you know, next week will be no different.
Thanks for your time. We'll let you go, and well played again yesterday. Got the job done, and exciting times for the club. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.